RadioInfluence.com.
Flavor, please tell your neighbors. Ian Beckles with flavor in your ear. Wake up, sports, music, and fashion. Best of podcasting. What's going on now and what's soon to happen? Be sure to stick around, no fast forward or skipping. Dropping jewels, you don't want to miss them. Make sure you listen. Ian Beckles with the flavor in your ear. The voice of the people's here. It's here.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome to Flavor in Your Ear. It's been an eventful, really seems like, month. We had Irma roll through here, and, you know, that's been over a week now, and people are just now, some are just now getting their electricity. I feel for you, that's tough. I know a lot of people ended up going to hotels, but when it's all said and done, I think Irma costs everybody a little bit of money one way or another. And I filled in for Mike Calta all week on 102.5. The Bone, and we had a lot of interesting phone calls, a lot of interesting discussions, and one is of the electric company. I know Duke Energy that basically took a crap on themselves. There's a lot of people complaining, a lot of people not having their energy when they said they were. It was supposed to be on by midnight Friday, didn't get on until midnight Sunday. And if you know, for people that are saying stop belly aching, well, then you weren't the one sitting in your house without electricity. Because if you've done that before, you know that's not fun. There's nothing fun about that. We're in Florida. It's hot. It's sticky. And when you have nothing around you that's cold, you start tripping. Except for your shower. That's cold. And that's not the most fun either. So I feel for everybody that just got their power back. Irma is going to be the storm that keeps on taking for a while because I'm seeing some stores already that still aren't open. Still. I mean, it's been a week and a half, and they haven't opened their doors for whatever reason. You know, you got to think some restaurants had to thaw out all their meat. Now they have no meat. They have no this, no that, no ice. It's going to take a while before they get back to any kind of normalcy. And I've been saying all week, I mean, there's going to be a lot of small businesses go belly up because most of them, the majority of small businesses out there are week to week, check to check. That's the way it works. And there was a lot of people hemorrhaging before this. So Irma is one of those things where it seems like the people that made out that are selling water and gas and all this kind of stuff, and you're like, damn, they're making all that money. After Irma, couldn't find it. Therefore, they were closed. So whatever money they made up at the front end, they lost at the back end. And I know of a couple restaurant owners myself that are hurting. And you want to reach out and help them, but, you know, everybody's kind of hurting right now. And going back to the energy companies, Duke Energy not doing what they said they were going to do, and all the other companies as well. Being on the air, we heard every reason on the earth why these electrical companies are putting out bills right now and invoices for 3 and 4 times what your electrical bill normally is. So I'm hearing reasons why, and I'm going to give you one reason why it should not, okay? You can't tell me in this time where everybody's struggling and people haven't worked for a week and people haven't sold anything for a week and they got to spend extra money on this, that, and the other, you can't give me any excuse with any kind of common sense to say you should give somebody a bill 4 times what it normally is. Not now. No way. What you do is give me what it was last time, last September, what was it? Make it that. Or give me the average of all the months to this point. That's common sense. Oh, we can't read the monitor, so we can't read the meter, so you don't have to do anything, okay? I don't want to hear this. The thing is, they don't want to lose on the front end, but neither do we. And the problem is, all these companies who are monopolies and you can't do anything about it, you can say, hey, Duke, screw you. They'll go, okay, we're going to turn your power off. Who else can I go to? Oh, just Duke. Damn. Well, now you got to figure out how to deal with Duke. They can't lose. It's impossible. Everybody's, I'm going to sue Duke. Good luck. Good luck with that. Whoever you are, you ain't got Duke power. The government, and by the way, Duke might as well be the government. The government don't care. I mean, you don't think Duke money goes to the government? You're crazy. You are crazy. So you can't win that. And they can do whatever the hell they want to do. And there was a line that I saw on Channel 13 where they, if you were getting gouged, you're supposed to call. Well, people should call and say, listen, Duke and all the other energy companies are gouging me. Well, isn't that what they're doing? It's the same thing, isn't it? And for them to say, well, we'll give it back on the back end, there might not be a back end, okay? Because I know a lot of people that, you know, their bills were normally $1,500 and their bill is $600. Boy, you know, I know a lot of people that $450 is a big deal. I'm one. $450 is a big deal. And for someone that just add that on, whether you're going to give it back or not, you're wrong. I don't give a crap. And whatever excuse you give me, I don't give a crap. That's not going to help right now. And the government has to start doing some things that are going to help our small businesses and us in general. And it seems like Mother Nature, and I said this before, is going to be the right reason why this world comes to an end, because, you know, we have Irma. Mexico got absolutely smashed, but I don't know if it got it worse than Puerto Rico. You know, I have a good friend of mine, Ilka, whose family's all from Puerto Rico. And if your family's in Puerto Rico, anywhere in Puerto Rico, they're hurting today, because you could have a whole island full of people with no power at all. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine the mayhem when there's no power anywhere. I mean, how eerie is that going to be? Now, obviously, there's going to be some generators, loud generators going, but that's going to be ugly. And then I'm watching the media and how the media is covering it. And this is starting to bother me a little bit. You know, right away, they're like, oh, my God. They said the looting hasn't started yet. Bro, when nobody has anything and there's no electricity or whatever, that's not looting. It's surviving. I've been in Montreal, Canada, when the Montreal Canadiens won the Stanley Cup and people were looting there. That was really looting, because all those people had money, yet they were still breaking into stores. When your kids are hungry and there's a corner store and nobody's there going in there to get some food, that's not looting. That's called surviving. And I've seen in Houston somebody standing by a store with a gun protecting the store. Put your gun down, brother. Let's all do this together. Let's figure out a way we can all coexist, but I'm finna go in that store and get me some food because my family needs some food. So there's got to be, you know, when there's a will, there's a way. And we have to all start working together to get things done. But Puerto Rico is hurting. There's zero power. And when Duke Energy came out and said, we're going to have everybody up by Friday, probably midnight, they're saying already it might take 6 months. Who the hell has 6 months? Who has 6 months to wait for your power? Anybody? Well, I mean, why would you stay there? I mean, I don't see how anybody can possibly survive when there's no power at all. Nobody's going to be working. There's going to be no schools. Nobody's going to be there for stores to open. I don't understand how they're going to rebuild their economy, because right now there's 4 feet of water ripping through the whole country. Okay, so you know, I'm hoping the best for Puerto Rico. It's grim looking. And if you have people from Puerto Rico, they may be knocking on your door here pretty soon, because I just don't think they're going to be able to hang in there. Not from what I've seen on television lately. And seeing Mexico with that earthquake 7.1, and people, now you get to see everything with social media, because people always have their phone on, and you get the chance to see buildings crumbling and like right in front of people. And that's scary stuff, man, because when I'm seeing a whole crew of people trying to rescue a school that collapsed, and they said there's dozens of kids under the rubble, and you want to talk about eerie, you know, they have this horn that they sound or they yell out something, and everybody all of a sudden goes quiet because they're trying to hear of any kid yelling or screaming. And that's got to be an eerie feeling, doesn't it? That's, you know, to have all those kids under the rubble. And what would be worse than be trapped under rubble? And then you have these heroic people tunneling underneath a fallen building made of concrete. You're tunneling underneath it to look for kids. So I couldn't imagine anything being worse than that, actually. And all these parents outside thinking, you know, what are the odds of my kid being alive or any of these kids being alive? So sometimes when you see what happens here, you know, it may look dire. It may look like it's the end of the world. But I'm sure right now that Puerto Rico and Mexico, you know, are thinking that this is the end of the world. No, I'd like to talk a little pop culture. I'd like to keep it a little bit light because it seems like when we get to politics, it gets heavy because this politics is just heavy right now. There's not much I can do about it, but it's pretty damn heavy and getting heavier every damn day. There's some funky stuff going on as far as pop culture goes. Kevin Hart seems like that lovable guy. He can't keep it in his pants, though. He's lovable, but he can't keep it in his pants. Kevin Hart cheated on his first wife, which ended up being his second wife, but she should have known better because she was part of the shenanigans the first time. And she's pregnant, and I guess he was going out trying to slay a bunch of young ladies, which when you get caught, nobody gets caught the first time you go cheat. Nobody. Okay, so Kevin Hart been cheating. That's just the way it goes. You got to get to about 12 before you, well, that's not true. Nobody gets caught over one. Okay, this doesn't work that way. So he supposedly bedded this professional stripper, a professional traveling stripper, which I never heard of before. I didn't know there was traveling strippers, but it kind of makes sense. If you're fine, you go to Vegas, there's an event over here, you go here, you just go where the money is. It all makes sense. I guess he bedded one of these young ladies, whether he paid for it or not, I'm not quite sure. But this day and age of social media, of course she took a picture or somebody took a picture. You know, he should know better, okay? You should know better than that. You're worth too much money for that, okay? If you're going to do it, and I don't condone it, it's got to be better than that, okay? Because that one picture that's taken of you and you're laughing, ha-ha, that picture cost you lots of money regardless. He didn't, okay, there was a whole extortion thing going on. The young lady said she didn't do it, but somebody else that saw the picture was doing it. Okay, so somebody else knew about it, and they're asking for 8 figures, all right? 8 figures. So at least $10 million. And that's when it got to a point where Kevin Hart's like, well, shit, I'm not paying that. I'd rather tell my wife. And that's what he did. Told his pregnant wife that I was out hoeing, and I got caught, and they're trying to extort me. And his life is going to be miserable from now on. She's always got that on you and you're done. I mean, whatever she does, it ain't that. So good luck with the rest of your life. But when you have that much money, you can't go around hoeing like that. And when you hear about some of these guys like, you know, Tiger Woods and some of these other dudes that are going out and hoeing everywhere, I'm like, dude, come on, man. It's crucial now. You got lots and lots and lots and lots of money. And it's almost to the point where you want people to give up their cell phones now. Either that or stay out of dirt. Because if you're Kevin Hart or whoever it may be, and you're getting in the dirt out and about, everybody that's around there knows very well that when they get some video of that, it's going right to TMZ, and they finna make a little bit of loot. If I'm out somewhere and I saw Kevin Hart acting a fool, I might take a couple snaps here and there. You know, I use a little extra sub on the side. If I can get a little money for a video from TMZ, I don't know Kevin Hart. Like, that's not my boy. You know, you can't expect anybody to take care of you just because they like your movies. You know, it's deeper than that. But Kevin Hart definitely got himself in trouble. And I just don't think there's any way out of it. Because, you know, I don't know, they didn't really say much about the way his wife is reacting, but I'm sure she's not saying anything right now. She's pregnant, and she don't really want to mess with anybody at this moment. Now, we lost a boxing legend, Jake LaMotta, died at 95 years old. Now, I don't know how the hell somebody that, if you look back and you look at Jake LaMotta's life, crazy boxer, went 15 rounds, one of the toughest dudes of all time, Raging Bull, you saw the movie, great movie, by the way. and just was one of the toughest guys out there. He lived till 95 years old, boozing, drugging. I don't know how he got to 95 years old. I don't know how that's possible. He had to be punch drunk probably about 45. So how the hell did he get to 95? But when you see somebody at 95 that was a boxer, it makes you think, hey, you never know, anything's possible. But I've run into a lot of former boxers. Like, I got a chance to meet Muhammad Ali. I've met Ken Norton. I've met many. They ain't there, man. Hector Camacho, yeah, it's like there's a blank sheet there. There's nothing there, man. They took too many punches. Like, everybody, if you recall warrior throughout your career, then today you're not very good. Boxing is definitely documented to be really, really, really bad for the later years. And when I met these guys, collectively, they didn't have anything to say or anything that would really make you say, you know, that was intelligent. And that's unfortunate. Now, one of the videos that I saw circulating this week was crazy. And I looked at it, and at first, I said, that's crazy. And it was the video of people in the hospital that were basically using newborn babies as marionettes, okay? They were doing, like, these little funny skits with newborn babies and moving their hands around. And at first, I was like, come on, that's not a big deal. Then I thought about if it was my kid. I'd be very, very upset if you're acting a fool with my kid. Then I flipped back over, and I was listening to the commentary that the media was giving. And the media was like, well, what if you hurt the baby? Okay, if you saw the video, parents have done worse, okay? It's not that bad. To me, you should be fired because you're dumb enough to put that on social media. Somebody else's newborn kid that you're standing up and making them move like marionettes, it's kind of funny, but you just don't do it. You're not allowed to do everything, okay? There's going to be people that are very sensitive about that. And I'm laughing about it because it's kind of funny. I'm not the one that, like, I wouldn't say maybe they should lose their job unless it's my kid. Then I'm like, hell no, you can't use my kid like that. So it's amazing that in this day and age, we have intelligent people. Like, we're talking doctors and nurses, intelligent people that don't know that it's wrong to put that on social media. It's like, I don't... Like, some people put things out there. I'm like, what would make you think that's okay? Usually I would say it's drug or alcohol induced, but they're not drunk. They're in a hospital. I hope not. They're dealing with babies. They shouldn't be drunk or high. I hope. But it's amazing how bad some of these decisions are being made as we go around. Now, our economy kind of goes up and down. I guess it looks wonderful as far as stocks and bonds go, but I don't know how it's going to go when they're talking about the amount of stores and chains that are closing. You know, you see JCPenney's and the Macy's, they're all going away. Neiman Marcus, they're all going away, like all of them, okay? Toys R Us just filed bankruptcy. Toys R Us is the last toy store, and that's it. There's no more after this. Like, Amazon's eating everybody up. It's getting to a point where Amazon's even, they're developing stores to where if you want to return something, because nobody returns something that was sent to them. That's why it's beautiful. Nobody puts something back in a bag and returns it. You just eat it. You know you eat it. I eat them. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to return that. Never do. It's like a warranty. Would you like a warranty? No. I've had so many warranties in my life, and I've never used a warranty. Never. If it's broken in 2017, it's broken. It's done. Nobody ever keeps those warranties. That's me. I'm just speaking like me. I'm tired of wasting my money on warranties. I'm really tired of wasting my money on insurance too, but they make you have insurance. Or else I wouldn't have insurance. I swear to God. I would just have insurance if I hit somebody and hurt them or someone. Other than that, you don't use your damn insurance. Nobody does. And I don't know. I told you I watched that Madoff scheme the other day. I don't know if insurance and all that is far away from what they were talking about. Seriously. And that's what basically Bernie Madoff was saying. He goes, listen, our government and all these, there's Ponzi schemes going on all over the place. but maybe not involving 50, no, I think it was $50 billion or something like that. That's a big-ish type of number, obviously, to be messing around with of other people's money. Now, this weekend, our Buccaneers are going to be playing. They won last week against the Bears. I tried to tell everybody how terrible Mike Lennon is, but nobody wanted to listen to me, and he is terrible. Straight up. Watch the film. God-awful. Buccaneers win going away this week. It's going to be a little tougher to go to Minnesota. It's always tough to play on the road in a dome. If you guys are looking for somewhere to go watch the game, we're going to be doing my show on 102.5 The Bone from Elmer's on MacDill, right down the way there, south of Gandy. Don't have to dress up. Come as you are. You don't have to bathe. Doesn't matter. Elmer's is chill, you know, seriously. You don't have to spritz yourself. Just come and relax yourself and don't put a hat on. Don't do your hair and hang out at Elmer's. Best dive bar in town. And stiffest drinks in town, too. I could put their drinks up against anybody, I think. That's for sure. So Sunday, 11 to 1 is going to be my show. Then we're going to sit around and watch the Buccaneers game. I have a former Buccaneer All-Pro center, Tony Mayberry, is going to be hanging out with us. And I also have Martine Gramatica, Super Bowl champion and kicker extraordinaire from way, way, way back in the day. Now, let's start talking about what's happening around this world. And I've never before, I'm starting to get feelings that I've never had before as far as fear and concern. I was never concerned about anything ever before. Nuclear, I don't know anything about that. But as much craziness as I see going on now, and our president thinks that it's suitable to call people names that have nuclear weapons, people with a very low self-esteem. I just don't think it's a good idea. You're going to, you know, UN meetings and you're giving people nicknames, Rocket Man. And I'm not sure there's anything close to being presidential about that. And you have people from other countries looking at you real funny. Like, we're that guy. Okay. Whether we know it or not, we're that guy. And I don't know how it's going to turn out, but they just showed Russia and they're testing their bombs. And I'm like, there's a lot of people testing bombs, bro. Since when are everybody testing bombs? What's going on? And basically, our president's saying he's poking the bear. I mean, we will destroy all of you. And I get that you have to make sure everybody knows that's the deal. But it has to be done with maybe a little bit more couth. And I'm not sure that's part of what he's about. So the way this turns out, I don't know. But it seems like there's just a lot of insecure dudes to where it's almost becoming personal. And when things become personal, then sometimes we have some issues, because I'm seeing, you know, once again, this seems like your boy Trump and Kim Jong-un are talking right to each other. Okay. And I don't know if that's a good thing, because once again, things become personal and it's going to be like, boy, I told you. And like I said, I've never really feared nuclear war before, but I've never heard any really good stuff about nuclear war. I've heard some bad stuff, but never any good stuff. Now, what came out this week, Jemele Hill, who came out and we talked about last week, calling Donald Trump a white supremacist and that everybody around him is a white supremacist. I think Jemele learned. She didn't apologize, which I respect. If you said it, you believe it, so don't apologize. That's my philosophy. I don't want to ever apologize for anything I ever said, because it's truly what I believe. And if you believe in something, why the hell would you apologize for it? That's my mentality. So she goes out there and there's people asking for her job, which is going to happen. People ask for Bill Maher's job when he said House, and not me. I'm not asking for his job. I'm not asking for Jemele Hill's job. She's giving us her opinion. The problem is when people believe in the opinion, they don't care. But when they don't believe in the opinion, then they're going to be mad. There's opinions that happen all the damn time. And what's wonderful is a lot of people who don't believe in her opinion, when they came back at her, then they show their colors like really quick. So, you know, somebody's upset that she said that the president is a white supremacist, and they're so upset that they're going to call her a stupid N. You see the hypocrisy of all that? I mean, so you love Trump and you don't like him being called a white supremacist, and you call Jemele Hill a stupid N. You see the problem? People that will tweet stupid N, that's who we're kind of talking about. That's who we're kind of talking about. And listen, real talk though, okay? This is real talk. You could keep on defending you want. If you Google Trump racism, I've never done it. Do it. See what comes up. I promise you'd be a few pages, because there's a few pages of stuff. There's a few pages of stuff, not letting black people stay in this building way back in the day. I mean, that's a lot of stuff, you know, and his dad was in a KKK rally back in the day. I mean, those are significant stories. So Jemele Hill, once again, I wouldn't say it. Actually, I might. I wouldn't say it on TV. I wouldn't say it on TV. I wouldn't say it on the radio. I might say it on my podcast. I don't really care because nobody's running this. There's nobody has to do any explaining. But, you know, ESPN, I'm sure they pulled Jemele aside and said, let's not do that anymore, please. And she probably said, I gotcha. Because you're being watched. And when you start messing up and you start affecting that dollar, then you're going to have to get reevaluated. No doubt. It was some of the crazy things that have been coming up as far as government this week. You know, they're talking about Manafort. You remember that name Manafort was one of Trump's boys back in the day. That basically he was wiretapped. And the only question I would have with that whole thing is, when Trump brings somebody on his team, I would think that he has the same access as the government to the FBI and everybody else. I would think. Or he has enough money to hire people. He didn't investigate Manafort, that he was involved with all this Russia stuff and being wired. He didn't know that was happening. Like, I don't understand how after all that, Trump still said, come on aboard. I mean, that's weird. Okay. And that's the thing. There's so much weird stuff going on. It seems like enough people were backtracking, and there's a lot, but not enough, if you know what I'm trying to say. There's enough that is more than smoke, and not enough to say, well, you're just flat out guilty of anything. So, hey, both sides are still alive. We're both still alive. I just believe there's a lot that we haven't heard yet that's coming real, real soon. Real soon. And I like to watch, you know, all of a sudden I'm Mr. Politics. That's what it's the craziest thing. I watch all the shows now. Yesterday I was watching six shows at the same time. Politics. One to the other until I liked what they were saying or disliked and kept on bouncing back and forth, and I'm like, I'm going crazy. I'm going nuts. And my favorite thing yesterday was, as I'm bouncing back and forth to all the different stations, I stopped on Fox News for a second, and they have a reporter, a special Fox News reporter. And who is it? Mark Furman. Are you shitting me? Mark, you're going to employ Mark Furman? Why? I mean, okay, but hey, Ian, you want to hire Mark Furman? Did you hear the tapes? Yeah, no, I'm good. You hired Mark Furman and put your name on Mark Furman? I don't know. If it doesn't bother you, that's fine. But I don't want Mark Furman working for me, okay? You put Fox News right underneath, right beside Mark Furman's name. Shouldn't people be running from that name? Go back and listen to the tapes, y'all. This is after the man said he never used the N-word and never used a racial. Go back and listen to the tapes. He wasn't just blurting out the N-word, okay? He was saying things where like, whoa, like you're above racist. What is above racist? That's Mark Furman, and now he has a job at Fox News. I don't, those are the kind of things like that I don't understand, and I almost don't want to understand, because there's craziness happening out there. I don't exactly know who's running this world. We all know it's money, but it's starting to get scary a little bit. And I think I end all my podcasts that way, as life is getting scary because people are struggling out there. I'm not bellyaching. I'm okay. I'm very blessed. But people are out there struggling and right around me. And, you know, there's the, you know, anything in the middle is going away. Maybe they got poor people and they got wealthy people. And they got everybody else's bunch in the middle. And everybody else bunch in the middle is working check to check. That's what's happening. So people are tight and people are tense. I see it. I feel it. And, you know, in our community right here, that's going to be growing exponentially in the next 5 years. Everybody's waiting for the boom. But is everybody able to, you know, kind of wait around and hang out till the boom happens? Because I think when the boom happens, everybody's going to flourish. But do you have enough funds to kind of weather the storm? And, you know, that's a good way to say that basically Irma set a lot of people back. A lot of people back. And I, you know, I've heard a couple of people say they got FEMA checks, but literally two. And the other ones are paying high electrical bills, and that's hurting them even more. They haven't been able to sell anything in weeks. So, you know, that's where we are. And, and we're to a point where I don't know if anybody has one job anymore because I have 12. So you better figure out something else. Everybody, hey, if you got to go Uber drive, then you got to go Uber drive. But you got to figure out a way to make some damn money, because I know one thing. The big conglomerates, the big companies, they're not going to stop sending you bills. And as from what we heard, the bills are going to get higher because of heartache and a lot of misuses of their product. You got to be kidding me. My power is going to be off for a week, and you're going to charge me more for my power? I just don't. To me, that's the most un-American thing I ever heard in my life. And I got to hear people tell me why that makes sense, because it absolutely, positively does not make sense. If you have any questions for me, hit me up on IanBeckles@RadioInfluence.com. If you love football like I love football, I do an In the Trenches podcast, which is also on Radio Influence and iTunes and all the above. And hopefully we'll be talking next week about a 2-0 Buccaneer team that needs to go to Minnesota. Not an easy task, but maybe Sam Bradford will be out again and maybe they have a good chance. Not like Sam Bradford is Tom Brady, but sometimes he looks like Tom Brady. He ain't too damn bad. But our Buccaneers looked good last week, and hopefully they go 2-0. I'll be at Elmer's on Sunday. On MacDill, just south of Gandy. If you guys want to come out for a Buccaneer viewing party, come and meet Tony Mayberry, myself, and the great Martin Grammatic as well. Appreciate you guys listening in. This has been Flavor in Your Ear. Everybody have a wonderful week, and please be safe. Peace out.
To keep the conversation going, follow Ian on Twitter at Ian Beckles and check out DignitaryRadio.com to get the latest on where you can find him next. This has been Ian Beckles, Flavor in Your Ear on Radio Influence.
Put the flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here. It's in that flavor. Flavor. Bringing that flavor.
This is a Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
So the Collaborative Reform Initiative was something that came about during the Obama administration, and it was focused on restoring trust between police and community. And although I think the concept of it was good, what it ended up being was a finger-pointing, witch-hunting initiative against police, because police or citizens were saying, well, we need less use of force in the community. We don't need racial profiling. We don't need police just harassing black people. We don't need this. So it really just became the agenda, the narrative of the left during the Obama administration and while Hillary was trying to get in the office, that police were just these evil people and you needed police reform. But AG Sessions says, no, we're revamping this, giving police what they need to target violent criminals. And I couldn't agree more, because if I'm a citizen, I really don't care if police are hanging out there because I don't do crime. But what I do care about is if I'm walking down the street and I may get a stray bullet to the noodle because there's this gang that's in Chicago and they're shooting at each other, but they ended up hitting my 9-year-old son, or they ended up hitting a baby in a stroller like Dwayne Wade's cousin in Chicago, or the 9-year-old in Chicago that was lured into an alley by gang members because they were mad at the little boy's dad and they shot him in the head and killed him. If I'm a citizen, I care about those things. I don't care if the police are driving around in my community because I don't do crime. So on Fox News, I was debating with this attorney who happens to be African-American. And of course, she's Democrat. I think she's running for Congress in her city. And, you know, of course, it was, if you look at what happened in St. Louis and if you look at the race problem, blase, blase, blase. And, you know, I patiently waited my turn. And one of the things that I immediately jumped in, I said, listen, everyone was pointing fingers at police. No one was talking about the true issue at hand here. It's not police reform. It's crime reform, because that's why police react the way they do, because of crime. Police don't wake up every day and say, what black man can I go harass today? What vehicle can I go chase today? What drug dealer can I go get 5 guns off of? No, that's not how it works. Police respond to crime.
Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.